It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, the government shutdown has reached day 14, and it's pretty evident by watching the markets as thin, light trading continues to dominate the grain commodities at this point. We continue to see the metals rally sharply higher, and cattle continue to see some pretty good strength, but they're off their own news, basically. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the market dynamics.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, we've reached day 14 in the government shutdown, and that has caused the commodity markets to continue to see thin, light trading. And also see the markets kind of waffle here as they look for direction and news to help give traders at least some idea of where they could take the marketplace at this time frame. Harvest should be wrapping up as far as soybeans are concerned, and we should be close to 50% for corn. Seasonally, this is a time frame when you see both those markets put in somewhat of a harvest low and see a little bit of a recovery. We'll see if that follows through here yet. Right now, basis levels have improved, which tells us that the crop isn't quite there, or at least the cash market is trying to tell us or give us a signal that production might not be falling in as big as what was anticipated. But we still have no indication from the marketplace that we are seeing a little bit lower production come into play other than tight basis. USDA still being closed, and we are seeing export inspection numbers come out, which gives us a little bit of an idea of where our exports are at, or at least where our shipments are falling, and so far they continue to be very stellar. The other news that this market is continuing to watch is what's going on with trade relations with China, and so far those tensions have started to ramp up a little bit. We continue to see gold and silver rally sharply higher as both put in new all-time contract highs by the end of the middle of October, with gold rallying over $4,000, and we're looking at silver at $50 an ounce. That gives us an idea that the economy quite isn't living up to what it's expected to, or at least there's some concerns about the economy, as gold and silver are products you buy in times of uncertainty or times of struggle. We also continue to see the stock market rally sharply higher, which is kind of contradictive to what we're seeing as far as the metals are concerned. And we still have cattle pushing sharply higher as they hit all-time new contract highs once again. Tight supplies, strong demand, and a strong cash trade continue to push the cattle markets. Overall, as we hit the second week of October, we're still looking for news with the government shutdown, but we are seeing some market movement as far as the metals, the stock markets, and the meats.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.